Elizabeth Keckley was a slave and a talented seamstress and designer who bought herself out of slavery before becoming dressmaker to First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln. Tell me about her years as a slave.
She was born enslaved in Virginia. Her master was her biological father, something she did not know until later in her life when her mother told her. Her mother was what would have been called the mammy in the house, and Lizzie, as Aggie's daughter, quickly was taken into the big house as a slave, set to take care of the youngest daughter of the Burles, the family that owned her. And she was passed among the family while she was enslaved, so that she was owned always by the first mistress she had, Mary Burwell, but she was on loan to the eldest son and then to the daughter, whose family took her to St. Louis. When she was in Hillsborough, North Carolina, where she went at the age of 14, separated from her family, and it was there that a local slaveholder made her his sexual slave for 4 years, and she gave birth to a son, whom she named George. And not long after that son's birth, she was sent back to Virginia, to where the rest of the family was. And then she was given to the Garland family. Anne Garland was one of the Burwell daughters who married Hugh Garland. And it was Garland, seeking to better his fortunes, who moved from Virginia to Missouri, to St. Louis. And Keckley arrived there in 1847. And she came into St. Louis a slave woman, and she left free. She bought her freedom and her son's freedom there.
And her son, George, went on to fight at the Battle of Wilson's Creek while his mother was working at the White House. And he was killed in the battle. How did Keckley's relationship with the First Lady help her get through that difficult time?
It helped in the sense that she was Mary Lincoln's seamstress. Keckley had already made her name in D.C. She was already well known and, you know, in high demand and regard, which is why Mary Lincoln wanted her to sew for her and make her dresses. But she does talk about how Mary Lincoln, when she heard about her son's death in 1861 in August, and that was not long after she began working for her, you know, about half a year, that Mary Lincoln had comforted her. By that time, Mary Lincoln knew what it was like to lose a son. A toddler had died in Springfield. And they were both mothers. Mary Lincoln had 4 sons, 3 living. So they shared that, and Keckley acknowledges that in her memoir.
In general, what was the relationship like between Elizabeth Keckley and Mary Todd Lincoln?
Well, it went through a lot of stages, I would say. It was definitely the relationship of an employer and employee. But when you look at some of the letters Mary Lincoln wrote, if you look at Keckley's memoir closely and you think, you know, Keckley spent a lot of time in the Lincoln household, not just sitting, cutting, sewing, designing with Mary Lincoln, which must have taken hours and hours. And Mary Lincoln would also come to her studio, to her rooms, to be fitted and have the dresses altered and sewn. But Lizzie Keckley was inside the private quarters of the Lincoln household in the White House on the second floor. And in this way, she was seen by Lincoln historians, though only as the woman who talk about what was going on between the Lincolns, not really in her own life. But she was part of their inner, you know, in the family circle. She took care of the kids. She nursed Willie in his, you know, final illness, laid out his body. She describes combing Lincoln's hair, having casual conversations about him, looking out the window, seeing the goats on the lawn. Mary also confided in her worries, her financial worries, her plans, her opinions on the various generals, the various cabinet members. So we get a lot of a sense of a kind of flow of conversation, although mostly going one way, Mary Lincoln to Keckley, although in Keckley's memoir, she's writing for an audience who would be very interested, as she knew, in the Lincolns and Mary Lincoln's views on things. And Keckley went home at night and, you know, had a real presence in the middle class free black community, which she was very much a part of. Helped raise money for the contraband slaves who were fleeing the South during the war. She formed a contraband association. She got the Lincolns to donate. She was a member of a prominent church, you know, was a figure in the community, knew Frederick Douglass and other major, you know, figures in the black community, and traveled with Mary Lincoln to New York. And while they were there, worked on, you know, followed up on some of her activist inclinations, meeting with Douglass and others. So I guess the connection was close. It was Keckley Mary wanted with her after Lincoln's assassination. It was Keckley who stayed with her in the weeks after Lincoln was assassinated, and Mary could not leave the White House. You know, Johnson didn't move in, let her stay. She stayed there, I think, through May. And but, you know, Keckley received a salary for that. Their records show she was paid. So it was a complicated relationship, and it extended past the assassination and beyond Washington, but not long afterwards, because Elizabeth Keckley wrote a memoir, and Mary Lincoln was upset and offended by it, and I broke off their connection, and so it sort of ended not long after Mary, you know, not many years after the Lincolns were out of the White House.
Elizabeth Keckley has such an incredible story, and the public can learn more about her during programs Saturday at the Library Center. A program for kids in 6th through 12th grade starts at 2, and one for adults starts at 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for talking to me, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Springfield.
Thank you. I look forward to being there.